Do we do the counting thing?
3, 2, 1.
Oh, that's, I delayed myself.
Okay.
I didn't understand the game. Am I supposed to say one?
Okay, you say three. Okay. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, it's still late. So I think I'm going to stop this recording and we'll do another one.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I think we're good now. Here, let's check it. Check it. Check skit.
Let's check it.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Yes, that's so good. Okay.
I rushed it. Could you tell? I got too excited.
Okay, we're back and we're in sync. Bye, bye, bye. Hey, what's up, everyone? You're listening to Fetch a Pail.
It's your occasional friendship podcast about life,
culture,
and definitely not us.
I'm Jackie, your resident queer, trans, she, her, POCPOS.
And I'm Jill. I'm a straight, fat, white lady with an untreated anxiety disorder.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. I think that I've done that before where I said an occasional friendship podcast and it makes it sound like we're only friends occasionally.
I like that.
But I just mean it like we just do the podcast occasionally whenever we want to.
Oh, see, I heard it the other way and I thought it was fine.
Okay. As long as you're fine, I'm fine.
Yeah. I honestly thought that we would trip through that intro, but we didn't.
We did so good. You know what? It's because I wasn't looking at the template.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Welcome everyone to the show. Happy new month. It's been a couple weeks.
Maybe a month. Work.
Maybe a month. Sick. Yeah. I'd like to start off this episode by asking a question. Okay. When does a shrimp become a prawn? Is it like a graduation thing?
Maybe it's like a size if you're like, maybe it's like wrestling weight classes.
Yeah. Heavyweight prawns.
Yeah. That's what it seems like. Cause they're always bigger, right?
Right. Is there something smaller than a shrimp?
A squirmp.
That sounds bigger.
I was trying to say
that sounds
like
bigger.
A squirt, you know, like a little squirt, but a shrimp.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
So I said
think maybe
squirt.
Like a screamp. A screamp would be a little bit smaller than a shrimp. A screamp.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And a squirmp would be between shrimp and prawn.
Oh, all right, okay.
Science, bitch.
Bringing it back.
Hell yeah. What's up, Jill? How you doing?
Oh, gosh. You know, I'm doing okay. It's not been the best week for me, but I want to say I had a few good weeks before that we haven't talked about, so I'll probably think of something I like at some point.
Okay, sick.
Yeah. How about you? How are you doing?
You know, I had a little bit of a rough week, but turned it around recently.
I love that.
We had a Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a thing that happened for a lot of people.
Colonialism.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Overall, I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic.
Love it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you had a rough go.
Yeah, there is a little rough patch, but I turned it around because that's the new Jackie. Jackie is a fucking skateboarder now.
That suits you. You know, I had a day last week where I feel like maybe you are my inspiration. I had like a pretty rough night and I was feeling kind of down. And then the next morning I woke up and I was just like, you know what? I make the rules.
Hell yeah.
I don't have to feel like shit today. I can do whatever I want. And then I had a really great day. I cleaned the office. I took some time to like do some massage stuff with this cool massage gun that Jake got for me. It's called a Theragun. It's like a muscle massager.
Hell yeah.
And I, you know, I was feeling good taking care of myself. And then the next day, our furnace stopped working. And that's the only thing that I have been dealing with since then.
Dang. So it's chilly over there in the Jill household.
Yeah. Chili in the jilly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, we've had some good times despite the furnace situation. I just felt like I did a grind kick flip 170. What were the numbers?
Yeah, that was right.
Okay, great. And I was very proud of myself, and I was like manifesting, and then the universe was like, nah, bitch, you don't have that kind of power.
You didn't land it. You were in the air. Yes. You did all the tricks, but you didn't land on the board.
That's what happened. The board broke in half on the rail, and then it hit me in the crotch.
Yeah, you know? It wasn't even a user error. It was the board.
It was the board. It just
You
broke.
Did everything right. Yeah, but the board fucking sucks.
Thank you. I needed that. Thanks.
Yeah. I was thinking, M recently asked me what I do with my emotions.
Okay.
M is very good about their emotions. And M asked me, what do I do about my emotions? And, I haven't been to therapy or anything. But honestly, after thinking about it for a few days, like, I send my emotions over to you, Jill. And you process them for me.
Oh my God, I'm so helpful.
Yeah, you're incredibly helpful, actually.
Oh, that's great.
And I hope you know that I really do appreciate it.
I do.
Give me incredible advice, and you're always there for me, and you're an amazing friend. And yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. That's like very sweet and heartfelt. Look at you.
I've also paid you for your efforts, which I
that's
feel
true.
Feel the need to say.
It made me laugh really, really hard when I got that Venmo paying me for therapy. But also I was like, you know what? That's appropriate, and I could use it.
You get me so well, and like I remember we were having a conversation, and you said something where like I don't remember what you said, but it was just like, God damn, Joe, you get me so much, and you instantly make me feel better. And I had a little cry about it, and it was really nice. Mm-hmm. And you're just an incredible friend, and you're more than that. You're an incredible person to therapize me.
Aww. You know how sometimes, I don't know if this happens to you, but sometimes it's difficult to take like praise and compliments. I'm having that problem right now, but I really appreciate everything that you're saying, and it means a lot to me. I just don't know what I'm supposed to say back to you.
You don't have to say anything at all. You can think about it. In fact, okay. When you listen to this episode and hear me say it again, then you can, I don't know, say thanks. Send me a TY.
TY. TYBB. Okay, I'll do that.
Cool. But yeah, things have been going well. I've been pinballing a lot. My relationship with M has been mostly, front of my mind, and I've been working on that.
Yeah.
And we've had like a speed bump or two, but it's like really happening. Like I'm having like a relationship.
Like a real relationship.
Yeah. That's never It's never really happened before. I mean, this feels different than anything that I've ever been a part of. Like, I am feeling new things every day, both physically and emotionally, and it's amazing.
That's so exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's very, very exciting.
Yeah. It's like grown-up stuff.
It's grown-up stuff. And, like, we have had some problems, like most new relationships do. Yeah. And, man, we come out on the other end, like, just fucking fortified and, like, just feeling really good about where we're headed, which I think is a great sign.
Yeah, absolutely. I think being able to navigate conflict, especially early on, is like, I think it's a really good sign of like possibilities, you know?
Right.
Because there's always, sometimes you start out in a relationship with someone and everything's super easy and it's great and no problems. And then when you have a problem and you're already like super deep into it and you're like, wait, I don't know how to deal with this. Mm-hmm. I think that can be really difficult to come through.
Absolutely.
So you got a little practice. And
yeah, we're getting some practice
gonna get
in.
Easier.
I feel like in the past I've had relationships with people where when problems arise, it's been, okay, I need to figure this out. Where my current relationship feels very much like a partnership. Like we are figuring this shit out together. Which together. Is, makes a world of difference.
That's huge. Oh my gosh. Yeah, to have that support. And to know that the other person is as invested as you are.
Right.
Yeah.
I love them.
Oh, they love you too?
They do. It's pretty great.
Oh my gosh. That's so magical.
Yeah, I'm loving it. This episode is sponsored by McDonald's.
Oh my god, I wish. Mickey D's, hit us up with that sponsorship money. Or just like nuggets.
Yeah, nuggets.
I get paid in nuggets.
Fuck yeah, give me 50 nuggets. But yeah, so that's mostly what I've been up to. We had a nice little Thanksgiving. Em's family was in town, so I ended up meeting them, which is cool. Got to make my holiday nachos, my ground turkey nachos, which is a Thanksgiving tradition.
World famous.
We went to the Cheesecake Factory the following day, which...
I'm sorry, the what
cake factory? I'm so sorry. Slip of the tongue. You'll have to forgive me. Mm. We went to the Squeeze Cake Factory.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The day after Thanksgiving. And that officially makes 2 visits in 1 month.
That's amazing.
Pretty cool.
As compared with, like, 2 in the last, I don't know, 10 years?
Yeah. I'm what some may call a regular.
They may. Wait, so where is Em's family from?
You know what's funny? Washington State.
Oh, what? Stop
yeah.
it.
Yeah. okay. And close to Bremerton. I'm not gonna say, but they're close to Bremerton.
That's crazy.
Yeah, kinda wild.
Wait, is that where Em's from originally or just where their family lives now?
Just where their family lives now.
Oh, okay. Still weird, but
I mean there could be some trips. You
Ooh.
Know?
Ooh. Trips. I love it trips. When you come here. I don't want to go anywhere.
I do want to come up there again. I'm itching.
Yeah.
I had a great time last time.
Yeah, that's so good. Love it.
Yeah. So that was a cool little... You know what sucks about the holidays this year is that they're mostly like on the weekends. So, well, I guess... Thanksgiving is always Thursday. But like Christmas and New Year's are on the weekend. So I'm actually not taking much time off of work. And end up working... on Thanksgiving Day,
simply because extra?
No, I mean they've already been charged because they get charged at the beginning of the month.
Sure,
but I figure I have these dogs that I'm sitting. I'm gonna need to take them out. Like, I'll just take your dogs out.
Yeah,
you know I like my job.
Yeah,
so I'll just come help you out. You probably need the dogs to go out while you're cooking your colonizer meal.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll take your dog out. Your dogs don't like you anyways.
Well, they at the very least, they like you more.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. So then I did actually end up taking Friday off, which is nice. And then, yeah, I don't have any days off for Christmas or for New Year's because they're on the weekend.
You know, the bank observes Christmas on the 26th and they're just closed. Can't you do that? Can't you be like, this is when I observe Christmas is on Boxing Day?
I suppose I could.
I mean, if you like your job, though, so it's up to
yeah,
you,
that's
really.
A thing. That's a thing. Like, I'm going to be out there walking the dogs that I'm sitting.
Okay, 1 second. My little earbud is starting to hurt. My ears are too small. Okay. Better now. I don't know what we were talking about.
So for like pinball stuff, I think last time we talked, like I had got a first place.
Oh yeah, you finally were a bride.
Yeah, I was a bride. I haven't really ranked up much since then. I'm already definitely going to the state championships, and I wanted to kind of maybe get my ranking up a little bit before like going into that. But I went and played at the most recent women's tournament in Monterey, and I played very poorly.
Oh no.
Yeah, so I won't be moving at all, and that was like the last opportunity for women to rank up in the women's division because that's like the last women's tournament of the year.
Gotcha.
And then it cuts off at the end of the year, so I'm stuck at 7th place.
Well, that's better because weren't you were at 8th the last time we talked about it, weren't you?
That's true, yes.
Okay.
Yes. But yeah, it sucks. I drove down there on like a super rainy day, and it's a 2-hour drive and 2 hours back, And to spend like 4-5 hours, because I was like super scared on the drive back because it was super blustery. To spend 5 hours on the road and to come in shitty place, I'm not even going to say, like, it feels like a wasted trip.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's a big, big tournament, like a 60-person tournament happening in 2 weeks, which is why I'm taking that the 16th off to go and play. It's an open tournament. There's going to be lots of really, really good players there. But I'll be there all weekend. I have a place to stay with someone that lives in the area. And it's just going to be, like, really, really fun.
Oh, that sounds so great. Even you can't put pressure on yourself about how well you want to play. You're just going to have a great time no matter what, right?
Exactly.
Okay, good.
And I have more practice than everyone that's coming from San Francisco because I was just there.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So we'll see how it goes. Last night we had team league, and I also played really poorly. So I'm kind of like on a shit streak.
Oh, no.
Oh, not a shit streak. But I managed... Sorry, go ahead.
I wanted to make an underpants joke, but I couldn't get it together. And then I interrupted you to tell you that I couldn't do a joke good.
That's okay. I played like shit yesterday, but we actually managed to pull off a win, surprisingly.
Oh, good.
We had to go into a tiebreaker, actually. And this team that we played... When we played them last season, we also went into a tiebreaker and beat them. And so last night we went into a tiebreaker and beat them again, which is kind of cool.
You're probably their nemesis now.
Yeah, that's what we were saying.
Ooh, rivalry brewing.
Yeah. Okay. It's very exciting. It's very exciting. Em was there, and I've been telling Em, I was like, you haven't even seen, like, the competitive nature of, like, the bros with pinball. Like, they've come to the Queer Leagues, and the Queer Leagues are all about, like, having fun and making friends. But, like, in other pinball settings, like, it sometimes gets a little bit intense. And they came last night, and they were like, wow, that was really intense, like, towards the end there. Like, which is, I don't know. I think I like it. I like that pinball intensity sometimes, but...
Yeah, you can be a little competitive.
I'm very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to lose, I would be very upset. But we won, and we made the bros cry, which is...
That's the dream.
That's the dream. Yeah. So, yeah, pinball's been going well. There's a lot of shit coming up.
Good shit.
For pinball.
Yeah.
Yeah, good shit. There's a James Bond pinball launch party happening this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The brand new pinball machine based on all the James Bonds.
Well, that'll be really fun. You love James Bond.
I do love James Bond. Unfortunately, it's all of them, and I don't love all of them.
Well, nobody loves all of them.
I wish it was a Danny C machine. If it was just Danny C, we'd be good to go.
We're calling him Danny C now.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what he is in my phone. I'm talking about Daniel Craig.
Yeah. I figured it out from context clues. But
for the rest of you people, Daniel Craig... But my friend Danny C, I wish it was his game only.
Yeah.
I don't even think he's in this game.
Oh, well, that's not great.
And if Pierce is, oh my God.
I like Pierce Brosnan well enough.
P-Brozzy?
P-Brozzy. Yeah, after rewatching some of those, I feel like I just don't care. Like, I don't have an opinion on who's a good Bond. None of it matters to me anymore. I watch too many of them.
Not P-Brozzy.
Yeah.
But of cows.
And I fucking texted you that. And I was like, I don't know how to spell it French. And you were like, I read it French.
Yeah. You sent me a text that said, but of course. And when I read it straight through, I read it as but of cows.
Yep. And that's exactly how I typed it.
Yeah. That's so funny. We wavelength.
Wait.
We be wavelengthen.
Wavelengthen is the new vibin', okay?
Yes.
Get correct. The program, Gen Alpha. Is that the new one? I don't actually know.
Is that
know.
Really a thing?
I don't know. I think they started over. Yeah, I think if you're younger than a Gen Z, you're a little alpha baby.
Oh, my.
Teeny tiny.
So there was another pinball day where... there was another pinball day where a bunch of other trans girls and I were getting together to play pinball. And Forget I said this. Edit this out.
Cool.
I was just going to say that it was a bunch of Teeslers playing pinball. Like, I got a Teesler group to come play pinball now, and it's fucking rad. And me and a bunch of other Teeslers are playing pinball, and it's cool. You know what? Leave that in. I don't care anymore.
Okay, great. No more editing.
These girls are fucking great.
Yeah.
These girls are great. Cool. I love them. It's super fun. I have trans girlfriends now.
Yay. You've been wanting that for like a long time, and you've made a couple who turned out to be like bitches.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting.
It's been cool. One of them is a girl that I we still do play video games online together. We were in this Discord with a bunch of other trans women, and she had mentioned that she was moving back to San Francisco. And I was like, oh, cool, we should meet up. And we've met up, and now we're like buddies, and we play pinball together, and it's awesome.
That's amazing. I feel like 9 times out of 10, when you say we should meet up to someone, like, neither of you really means it.
Oh, I always mean it.
Oh, you always mean it.
I always mean it.
That's really nice.
People don't mean it? What?
Maybe I'm thinking, like, when you run into someone and then you are like, we should get together sometime. Maybe that's different than when you're like friends with someone online and you're trying to meet in person.
That's the Seattle freeze, baby.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But you know what? There are some occasions where I run into people and I'm like, we should get together. And I do really genuinely mean it. It happened to me recently. Huh. And we made plans and then I had to cancel them because my furnace broke.
So you're the one.
I'm the one. But I didn't want to cancel, and we will reschedule. So like, it's going to be fine.
Okay.
But sometimes you go to the grocery store and you run into someone and you say we should get together and you don't mean it.
Who was it? Do they listen?
I don't know if she listens, but the person who I most recently ran into and I said we should get together, I did mean it. I don't have an example of somebody I lied to recently.
You don't keep the tally in your head?
Nah.
Yeah.
Also, I still wear a mask when I go to the grocery store, so I don't get spotted that often.
You know what happened to me the other day?
What?
I went to Starbucks and I wore a mask, and I think that I get misgendered when I mask now, which is weird. Like, when I'm wearing a mask, I think people see, like, my silhouette, and they're probably like, that's a man.
Oh.
But what's funny is I used to want to wear a mask so that I could pass, but now I feel like I pass better without the mask, which is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But I went to Starbucks, and I ordered a drink. And they wrote on the cup, and they passed the cup along. And then I ordered a food, and I watched them write on the little food sleeve, container, bag, sack. They wrote Jack. And I had a mask on, so maybe it was a little muffled.
Sure.
So I said, oh, no, it's Jackie, not Jack. And they had already passed the thing off, right? They passed the sleeve off to the next person.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of, like, looked at me with, like, dead eyes and, like, paused for a second to really fully, like, understand what I was saying to them. And they just went, okay. And I wanted to be, like, fucking fix it on the thing because they're going to say Jack and I don't want them to say Jack.
Right. Because
that's not my fucking name. But there was a long line.
Ugh.
And I didn't say anything. And so I just sat there fuming, waiting for them to call fucking Jack so that I could grab my shit. And I was just so upset. I was so angry.
Yeah. That's hella rude.
It's so rude.
They should have at least said like, oh, I'm so sorry about that. And then they should have gone and added an IE to the bag. It's not that hard.
Yeah, it's not that fucking hard. And then I'm standing there like, I should say something before they call out Jack. And I'm just like having this anxiety attack that they're about to say Jack. And like, I need to go tell them that it's not right. They need to fix it. And it's so minuscule, but it is a big deal.
Well,
at the same time.
Especially because you had like an occasion to correct them and then they were dicks about it.
They were dicks. What the fuck, dick girl? You dick. What the fuck, dick girls? This dick girl was mad at that dick girl. That girl was being a dick to the dick girl.
Oh, I bet you feel better now.
I do. I feel so much better now.
Okay, good. That's shitty, though.
This was at a Starbucks in Target, And so I ended up just like buying $100 worth of clothes and I felt much better.
I wonder if Target gives the Starbucks employees bonuses to write the names wrong because it makes people upset and then they spend more money.
The thing is, that's a clever plot, but the thing is, I have laughed about them fucking up names. I think it's hilarious when they put the wrong name, but in this instance, it's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
It's not funny.
No.
But I think honestly, like, I'm getting misgendered with a mask on, which is cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's a positive takeaway.
Yeah, that's what I'm choosing to think on, I guess.
I don't think they would misgender you if they were checking out your ass. I'm just saying, you know?
Yeah. You're right. I gotta start ordering. I'm gonna turn around to order next time.
Yeah. They're like, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. You're facing away from me. And you're like, oh, whoops. And then you turn around, but you have to give them ample time to see that booty.
Right.
Here I am solving your problems again.
Gosh, I owe you money.
Yeah, pay up, baby. No, you really don't owe me money, and I'm always happy to help you with literally anything.
Oh, I know.
But you're very sweet.
I like to share when I can.
Yeah, it's nice.
And then also, the reason I was at, I normally never get my Starbucks at Target, but there's a Kaiser vaccine clinic that's right next to Target. Ooh. And I just recently got my booster and my flu shot, and my arm is very sore.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
But good for you getting all vaxxed up.
Yeah. It's long overdue. I think I had my first booster a year ago.
Yeah, I'm due for a booster as well, but instead I had COVID, so I think I'm okay for a couple more months, and then I will get reboosted.
Yeah.
And I did get my flu shot.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get real sick right now before the big tourney.
Yeah, get your sicks out of the way. I know I'm like actually doing some stuff for the holidays this year, like with other people, going to Aberdeen for the first time in...
Oh,
I don't know, three years at least for Christmas.
That's I'm so excited for you. I have so many great memories of being in Aberdeen with you during Christmas.
It's really magical, and I'm super excited to go, and also medium stressed out about being around so many people and getting sick.
Yeah.
I just feel like, sure, I'm gonna, you know, I just am gonna, and I just have to be like, okay, you're gonna get sick and it's gonna be fine.
Right. Yeah.
Oh well.
It's gonna be worth it.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't want to get so sick that it cancels all the plans I have after Aberdeen Christmas, you know?
For sure. I wish I could come with you and smash Jake at pinball.
I wish you could.
That'd be so cool. God, that would be a Christmas miracle if I could do that.
That would be. Well, I'm not going to tell you when I'm going because you're not supposed to tell people when you're not at your house, but it's soon.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's the thing. You're not supposed to, like, post about your vacation until you get home, because if you do, then people know your house is empty.
My
house
makes sense.
Never empty, but still.
That makes total sense. I never heard that.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Cool.
For safety.
You want to go to the Cork Park?
Yeah, let's go to it.
Let's go. Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. The blood, the stench, the black and blue. Oh, oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. That field that brought my heart to you. Oh, oh, oh. Okay, so... we didn't get an email, but I did want to share something with you that one of our friends and listeners shared with me.
Okay.
Our friend of the show, Mom, sent me a TikTok with book reviews for the Bible.
Okay. Great.
So these reviews come from Goodreads.com. And they're the King James Version of the Bible. And I've selected a few that I would like to share.
Okay.
This first review is from Evil Live. It's 3 stars. It says, this is by far one of the best fiction books I have read. Props to the author, if anyone knows who it is. This next one is from Dennis. It's a 1-star review.
Oh, okay. Dennis, coming in hot.
Coming in hot. Badly edited, poor continuity, and internal consistency. Authors seem to change between books. Plot is cliched and thin with virtually no character development, save for Judas Iscariot.
So specific.
The main characters of Jesus and Moses are entirely one-dimensional messianic figures.
Sure.
Messiah. The novel opens with Adam and Eve and then ignores them for the next 1,000 pages or so. The built-in bookmark was a nice touch, but a little pretentious. Oddly, it wasn't shelved with the other fiction books.
Double dig.
This next one is my favorite. This one comes from Susie. It's a 1-star. 12 dudes and not a single one of them, at least a little bit fruity, unrealistic. The main character had no personality, and he died in his own book? Embarrassing, if you ask me.
So embarrassing.
The MC and this one dude could have had such a cute lovers to enemies to lovers arc. Wasted opportunity. The first part was just boring, and every character was a pick me. This one chick deadass created an entire religion so her husband didn't find out that she cheated on him. Iconic girl boss energy. So good, girl boss energy.
That's really good.
In the end, I just wasted my time, and it should have been gayer.
It should have been gayer. Statistically speaking, at least one of any 12 should be gay.
Exactly. Yes. That's the best review, Susie. Thank you for that.
So good.
And with that, because our last review from Mads Knight, which is 5 stars.
Okay.
And speaking of gay, it starts with, "Hello, lesbians." Not sure if you're aware, but not only does this banger contain the Book of Ruth, aka Book of MILF, story of star-crossed yearning lesbian lovers, but also the Song of Solomon, an 8-chapter poem, which is actually just butch femme erotica. David and Jonathan are also lesbians. Hope this helps.
It does help.
It does help. Yes, yeah. Thank you, Mads.
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
It's really, and there's like, there's so many more pages of these reviews, but those are the ones that popped out at me.
That's amazing.
Thanks to Megan, aka Mom, for sending me that TikTok.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, ma'am.
You know, I have something to say about the last email we read when my cousin Allison made me feel bad about not volunteering enough.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm volunteering to do kettle counting for the Salvation Army this Christmas.
Oh, look at that.
I know.
Good for you.
I did get a little bit guilted into it by a coworker. And, you know, they were looking for bell ringers, and I was like, absolutely not. No, never.
Yeah.
And then she was like, we also need people to help count the money. And I was like, oh, I can count money really good. I'll do that.
You're good. You're good at counting money. Do you know where that money goes?
To the Salvation Army?
It actually funds anti-LGBT campaigns.
Gosh, dang it. Are you just saying that to make me feel bad, or is that true?
That is true.
Stop. Okay, in downtown Bremerton, the only place that like has shelters for homeless people is the Salvation Army.
Oh, I'm sure they do great things.
Yeah, but I didn't know that other part. I know they're a religious organization, which is always problematic. But I didn't know they were like actively anti-gay. That's really frustrating.
It's a bummer.
Yeah.
But good job.
Thank you.
I also wanted to say something about that last email.
Okay.
There is a gamer, an old man that is part of this gaming clan called FaZe, and he plays a game called Warzone, which is a game that I'm currently obsessed with. And his gamer tag is FaZe Blobfish. And okay. I encourage you to look him up because he has the unfortunate luck to look kind of like a blobfish.
Which he seems to know?
I mean, he must have picked the name.
He must have. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, you know, you got to lean into it, right?
Yeah. Check him out. He makes TikToks. He plays Warzone. And he looks like a blobfish.
Okay, great.
do you have any obsessions? Any obsessies?
Yes. Obsessiones? Yes-y, I am obsessy with my Theragun, which I briefly mentioned in the beginning of the episode. It was supposed to be a Christmas present, and then Jake was thinking, like, I have chronic migraines, which are sometimes caused by, like, tight muscle knots and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he was like, that would be really crappy if I bought this a month early, and then you just had to sit there and suffer for a month when we could have been, like, helping you.
Right.
So I got my Christmas present early, and it's gnarly. Like, there's a bunch of different attachments, but there are certain muscle areas on my body where when I use this thing, it's like, I can't even explain to you how much it hurts.
But, like, in a good way?
Yeah, but, like, also yeah. in a bad way. But, like, after it's oh. done, like, you're all loosened up, and, like, the tops of my thighs and the front, like, insides of my shins, for some reason, my legs are just, like, they don't know how to relax, which I didn't know was a problem I had. So it's been, like, really working some stuff out. And, like, every time it gets a little bit less painful, and sometimes I have to wait a couple days in between because it actually, like, the muscles feel a little bit sore. And, like, they have to, I don't know, it's confusing. It's like it's, you're working your muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it really gets the blood flowing, too. So it feels good, you know?
I have used one, and I love them. They feel amazing.
They feel so
good. And I've been wanting to get one, but they're kind of pricey.
Yeah, they're, like, very expensive. He did find a pretty good deal on the one that we got. I think it might have been a Black Friday special.
Yeah.
But I think it was still, like, $200.
Whoo! Yeah. God damn.
Yeah. So.
Lord Bezos?
Yeah.
Yeah. I also have a lot of, hold a lot of tension. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
In my calves and legs and, like, I think I've told you and I've talked about on the podcast how my legs have been very sore. And I'm pretty sure it's because I never stretch. Mm. And I probably should. But I think also a Theragun might help with, you know, how tight my muscles are in my lower half.
Oh, for sure. I think it's sort of like it's stretching it for you. So, like, if you're not good at stretching or you don't take the time to stretch, like, you could Theragun your legs before you go to work.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. It's also more fun than stretching, and it feels like it's more effective.
I mean, it's like turbo foam rolling.
Yeah, kind of. But like 1700 RPMs or whatever.
Yeah. It's called myofascial release.
Okay. Science.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This has been science, bitch.
What are you obsessed with?
Oh, shoot. I just forgot. Oh, no, I had another. I had another question. I wanted to go back to the Theragun for a second.
Oh, my bad.
Have you used it on your penis?
No, but we did joke about trying that.
It's a little intense, right?
I think it would just knock it clean off. It's, like, very powerful.
Yeah.
I don't think it's worth the risk.
What about other places?
On your body?
Yeah.
Do
you think one could potentially use it, you know, in a hole?
Sexually?
Mm-hmm. Or is it just, is it way too much?
I think it's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have any attachments?
That are hole-sized?
That would maybe fit into a hole?
I mean, sure. I think depending on your holes, any of the attachments could fit.
But if you're strong enough. If you got the will.
Yeah. Yeah, where there's a will, there's a way to shove this thing up your butt, I guess. Is that where that phrase came from originally?
Yes, from Theraguns.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking about butt stuff, but it could be either, I guess. I honestly think that it's too powerful because it's not like it's just vibrating. It's like punching you, but like really fast.
I'll have to do an incognito web search a little bit later.
You know what? I'm sure someone's done it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay. Well, I'll get back to you next time we record.
Okay. Great. Look forward to your personal reviews.
I have... an obsession. Do I have an obsession?
Do you?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. Fucking.
You don't have to have one.
I always have one.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been buying a lot of pants.
Good enough for me.
Okay, cool. What's next?
Did you put some stuff inside you other than Theraguns?
Yeah. So okay. I just did have a big bowl of like udon with some prawns, not even shrimp. I don't fuck with that shrimp no more.
Oh yeah.
Screams. No, but these are the big ones. The prawns.
The prawns. Delicious.
You know what? I did put inside me is I made the dip that I made last year.
Oh yeah, I remember the dip.
Yeah, I made the dip a few times and people enjoyed it. I even brought a batch to M and their family.
Ooh.
And they fucked it up.
It was a hit.
Yeah, they Hell fucked yeah. it up.
So last year when you made the dip, didn't you go to some like awkward social gathering for Thanksgiving things?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Just making sure I remembered. That was a whole year ago?
I believe so.
Are you proud of me for remembering a story you told ever?
Yeah, a little bit. But that reminds me, you texted me and you're like, what's the address to your new apartment? And I was like, I've been here for 10 months.
That fucked me up. I could not believe it. 10.
10 months. Isn't that wild?
Whoa.
Did just things go faster the older you get?
Yeah, and it's just going to keep getting worse. My mom tells me all the time. She's like, you think it goes by fast now? I'm like, shut up, mom.
Shut up, mom. God damn it.
She doesn't really say it like that, and I don't yell at her, but it's how I feel, you know?
Yeah.
Do you ever just like say stuff and then you remember your mom listens to the podcast and you're like, that's not a real conversation we had?
No.
Oh. I mean, I guess not your mom specifically, but like somebody who could listen.
Right.
She definitely has commented that as she gets older, time goes by way faster even than it did when she was my age. So that's a real conversation. But like, I wasn't a dick to her about it.
That's good. Okay. I love your mom. Don't be a dick to my friend.
You're right. My bad.
What have you put inside you?
Oh, well, I mean, we did Thanksgiving. So we had green bean casserole, which Jake made from scratch. And this year we made a cranberry curd tart, which is hard to say because I always try to say cranberry turd fart.
Cranberry curd tart.
Yeah.
I got it.
You did it amazing. I do like
turd fart, though.
Yeah. It's worse, like, looking at it in writing. Your brain wants it to say turd fart.
Cranberry turd fart.
But it's a cranberry curd tart, and it is delicious. It's, like, accidentally gluten-free. And it's like very tart, but the crust is really sweet. And I am probably going to make that every year. I also made an apple pie that turned out really amazing.
Ooh, you made an apple pie. That's a big deal.
From scratch.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah, good stuff.
You know what else I put inside me? Have you ever heard of shrub?
No. Wait, like a beverage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like this little concentrated thing that you can just put in like a fizzy beverage, like a soda water, and it makes it like taste really good.
Yeah. It's yummy. Yeah,
it's yummy.
All right.
I mean, I also had Cheesecake Factory.
Try again.
Squeeze Cake Factory. Dang it.
Great job.
Oh, Em and I made a pumpkin pie ice cream.
Ooh. Do you have an ice cream maker? How'd you do it?
Yeah, someone gave me an ice cream maker and a food processor. I got to send you a picture of it because it's like a big, nice one.
That's exciting. Do you have room for that? Your kitchen's a decent size, yeah?
My kitchen is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got room, baby.
That's amazing. Oh my God, I love kitchen appliances.
I've never had a food processor and I actually remember you telling me one time that food processors are like a godsend.
Yes, it does so many things. The cranberry curd tart you make in a food processor.
Sick. You got to start sending me processor recipes.
Processipes.
Processipes, thank you.
You're welcome. Will do.
So, quick corner. Amy Schneider was in the Tournament of Champions. You know, the trans woman that has like this huge streak.
Yeah.
She won the Tournament of Champions. She's the winner.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
She's the champion.
Champion of the champions.
Yeah.
Who is she up against? Do you know?
Dummies. Fucking idiots.
My bad. You're right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Congrats, Amy.
Yeah. And she's local to here. She's a friend.
Is she a friend?
Well, I think so.
Have you met her?
No.
Okay, she's a friend.
Yeah, but she's a friend.
Okay.
That's been your queer corner.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was a quick one.
What you been watching, boo-boo?
Well, you know, a few weeks ago, we had dinner with Pat and Punk, and they have been recommending the show to us for a long time, and we finally watched it. It's called Severance. Did I already talk about this?
Yeah, on the last episode, you dumb.
Okay, that was a long time ago. It was like a month ago. So Severance was the best, and then you said something about Ted Lasso. I was supposed to watch Ted Lasso. You were supposed to watch Severance.
Yeah.
Did you forget that, you dumb?
I've just been kind of busy.
Yeah, falling in love. Nerd.
Oh, stop.
Did you say you'll stop?
I said, oh, stop.
Oh, stop. Okay, good. I thought you said, I'll stop.
I won't.
No, don't.
I won't.
Okay, good. That's right. So we did watch Ted Lasso.
Did you watch all of it?
We watched all of it.
Did you love it?
You know, I really liked it. I know. This is how this one's going to go. I hate disappointing you.
It's because it's too sporty.
No, it's not that at all. I think maybe, and I'm not blaming you, but I think it was oversold to me as being like,
oh, that's fair.
Not just as a show, but as being like wholesome and uplifting. And it kind of pisses me off sometimes.
Oh. Like, okay.
You know, there's a certain character arc in the second season that to me comes kind of out of nowhere and is like very frustrating.
Yeah.
Where someone's a dick to a,
yeah,
for no sure. reason.
Yeah, I think they just like need more content.
I guess. Like, I'm not saying it's like bad writing, and clearly the actor's good, because if he wasn't good, it wouldn't make me as mad as it does. But it's like, I think I was expecting it to not have any like real feelings about it, but I found myself like stewing after a couple episodes about like, why is he being like that?
Yeah.
Making
maybe
me
that's mad. maybe that's grounds for a good show. Something makes you feel that way.
I said it's a good show. I think I think it just wasn't exactly what I expected, but we enjoyed it. I really love a lot of the characters, and it makes me laugh out loud pretty often.
Good.
So we're looking forward to season 3, but I don't think that's coming until like late next year.
Yeah.
I hate waiting for stuff.
Me too. I'm very impatient.
Yeah. Yeah. We just started watching White Lotus because we're out of shows, basically. And we're 3 episodes in, and I realized during the first episode that I had already seen the first episode, and then I realized during the second episode that I had already seen the second episode, and then I realized during the third episode that I had seen half of the third episode.
Wow.
And Jake hadn't seen any of it. So, like, I don't know when I watched that or why.
I feel like you and I watched it, maybe.
Did we?
Yeah, maybe.
Did we start it when I was visiting, when you were recovering?
Yeah, I think so, and we hated it.
Oh, did we hate it? I think I kind of liked it.
I think I hated it.
Oh, maybe that's why we stopped. Okay, all of this makes so much more sense. Thank goodness you have a brain in your head, because I was like, I have no idea why I would have watched this without you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys were watching season 1.
Yeah, we started at season 1. And it's not like amazing, and it's like a little stressful. It's pretty awkward. There's definitely like cringy situations, which I'm not always in the mood for, but we're enjoying it well enough so far.
I think for me, it just makes me feel like, where the fuck is this going? Like, I just feel so confused for all of it. I'm like, can you just have some kind of consistency? And like, can you please just make something not weird and go in like the totally opposite direction? I just feel like it makes me uneasy.
Oh, for sure. Yes. I totally get that. If you're not into being uneasy, probably don't watch it.
Right.
Yeah. And it does that on purpose. You can feel it with the music and stuff. Like, they want you to be uncomfortable and confused, for sure.
Yeah.
Hopefully it goes somewhere.
Have you seen the trailer for The Triangle of Sadness?
No, I've never heard of it.
It's this movie that won a bunch of awards. And I think it's the same kind of concept. It's supposed to make you really uneasy. And in the trailer you can see like they film most of the movie takes place on a yacht. And it's about the wealthy and how excessive their lifestyle is and all this, And a lot of the movie is shot with like the movement of the boat.
Ooh.
So you're watching this and the cinematography of the camera is like swaying.
Ooh.
And they say that there's a lot of people like during the premiere that threw up watching the movie.
Yeah, I could never. That would make me motion sick for sure.
Same, same, same. But I'm curious about it. I want to see it.
Good luck.
But speaking of trailers, there was another trailer that I don't know if you saw, but I wish you will. What the fuck? Jackie, pull your shit together.
I wish I will too. What is it?
It's called Cocaine Bear.
Oh my god, I was just going to tell you about Cocaine Bear.
Yes.
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 I've seen the trailer. I was confused at first because the guy with the mustache, is he not from TikTok?
Oh, shit. I didn't recognize him, but that wouldn't surprise me. TikTok is like a real thing.
Yeah. and maybe we're wrong. I thought I recognized him, and Jake's like, I think that's the guy who yells on TikTok. And I was like, oh, shit. Maybe. Anyway, so at first I thought it was just like some, you know, internet thing. And then I see fucking Carrie Russell and Ray Liotta. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, Ray Liotta's last movie, someone joked.
I mean, RIP. I also, this is how I learned Ray Liotta died 6 months ago, is because I saw this trailer and had to Google it.
Oh, he's dead.
He's dead. He died.
So that wasn't the joke.
The joke is that he died and that's his last movie.
God damn.
Not that it will be the death of his career.
That's what I thought the joke
oh,
was.
Oh, shit. RIP for real.
Sorry, Ray Ray.
Ray Ray. People like that. Yes, it looks crazy.
It looks good.
There's a part where the bear, like, does a bunch of cocaine and then sneezes cocaine into the face of children.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Okay, so for our listeners who haven't seen the trailer, it's loosely based off of true events of this bear who finds like this, I guess, stash of cocaine and gets into it and runs amok in this city, and then they made a movie out of it.
But the real bear didn't really kill like a ton of people, right?
No. I don't think the real bear killed anyone.
Yeah, just like accidentally did cocaine and got wild.
Yeah.
And maybe died?
Maybe.
Yeah, someone was talking about it, and I thought they said that maybe that bear had a heart attack, but that could have been a joke, too. Who knows, when you're talking about Cocaine Bear, what's real and what's a joke?
I mean, what a way to go.
If you gotta go.
If you gotta go.
Yeah, that's fair. Is it gonna be in theaters?
Probably not. It is Universal, I think.
Well, I'm kind of hoping it's, like, a straight-to-streaming, because I might watch it.
Yeah. No, I think it's gonna be bad good.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous enough that like the horror gore part of it is gonna maybe be fine with me.
Right.
We'll see.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I bet you are. It's right up your alley.
I saw a movie with M in the theaters.
What movie?
And it was maybe my favorite movie of 2022.
Oh, wow.
It was Knives Out 2.
Oh, shit, yeah. You watched Knives Out 1 in preparation.
Yeah, so we went and watched Glass Onion, Knives Out 2, and it was amazing.
Okay, well, that's really exciting.
I liked it a lot, and I want to watch it again, like right now.
Well, I think you should.
It was only in theaters for a week, and it will be out on Netflix in a month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were they always planning on doing it that way, or did it just...
That's how they were planning on doing it. And people say that if they had left it in theaters for another week, it would have made so much more money.
It probably would have.
God, it was so good.
Well, I'm excited for me that it'll be on Netflix soon.
Yeah, I'm excited for you too.
You sound really excited.
But yeah, otherwise, I tried to watch Wednesday, but couldn't get into it.
Mm. Oh yeah, we tried to watch Peripherals, which is like Amazon's new sci-fi show with Chloe Grace Moretz. And I think we got through like 15 minutes and we're just like, what? No. So that's my review of that show is nah.
Nah. Cool. I've been playing a shit ton of Warzone. There's a new Warzone game that came out.
Mm.
It's fucking rad.
Guess what game I started playing?
Fucking Animal Kingdom 2. the fuck is that game called?
Animal Crossing. No, yeah, okay. I wish there was new Animal Crossing. Gosh, Pokemon Violet.
Mm.
Yeah, gotta catch them all, baby.
Fuck yeah, Violet.
Violet.
Pokemon Violent?
No.
That sounds so cool.
I mean, Pokemon's always kind of violent. Like, it's they Whoa. Say that they fainted, but they do, like, disappear into a puff of smoke when they faint. So they okay. seem pretty dead.
But if they made a first-person shooter Pokemon game called Pokemon Violent and it was fucking gory, I would fuck that shit up. That would be so cool.
Why do you have to ruin everything I like with your guns? Who are you, America? Oh, jeez.
That's funny.
Well, I'm glad for you that you have a game that you're enjoying.
Thanks.
I'm sorry that we don't like any of the same games.
Yeah, it's pretty rough, huh? You know what I was thinking we should do, though?
What?
Is maybe, like, for my next birthday, if not sooner, like, get all the homies together and do... like Jackbox or something.
That would be really fun.
That would be fun, right?
Yeah, that's something we both like.
Yeah.
Jackbox.
Anyways, you want to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know why I said it in either of those ways. Yeah, let's go.
Big ups to Nathan Rupp of Cloud Collective for the use of our theme song, No Dance Halls on the Sun. You can find them on SoundCloud under Cloud Collective Records.
And thanks, as always, to Adam for our Cork Bork song, Great Adventure. You can find his music, art, and other creative projects at adamolivares.com.
I joined a gym.
What?
Yeah, it's like a neighborhood. It's like the San Francisco University gym, because I'm close to them, and they have like a residential membership.
Cool.
And I remember when I was walking up there for the first time to like get a tour or like a guest pass or whatever, I started getting really bad anxiety because I remember the last time that I went on a gym tour, the person giving me the tour like stopped at the locker rooms and was just like
waiting for
me to go.
Oh shit, so I forgot.
I totally forgot about that too. And then I'm walking there, I'm like, fuck, please don't give me a tour. I don't want a tour. And then I got there and I was like, hi, I'm thinking about signing up for a membership. Could I like walk around and check the place out? And they're like, no, you cannot. You can only come inside if you have a membership. And I was like, that's weird, but okay, because now I don't have to take a tour.
So you signed up?
Yeah, so I signed up. And it's a beautiful gym.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And I'm curious what the locker rooms look like. I'll never find out.
Shoot. Oh,
it's
gosh.
It's like 2 blocks away, so I just come home and shower.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'd probably rather do that anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. My mom signed me up for the Y, and I've gone swimming with her one time, and I keep thinking I'm going to go, like, walk on a treadmill or something, but I haven't done it yet, but I might.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. We both can go to the gym.
Yeah, I signed up, like, a week and a half ago, and I've never actually been.
I mean, it's like the holidays and you're like, you know, in a new exciting relationship and you have pinball. So you're busy.
Yeah, I'm busy with love.
You'll work out later.
I'm working out my heart. Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Hey, thanks again for listening to Fetch a Pail. If you need more Jackie and Jill in your life, follow us on Twitter at Fetch a Pail.
Or follow us on Instagram at Fetch a Pail.
Fetch a Pail is a Jackie and Jill production. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Thanks for being a friend.
So many good jokes.